Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a really fascinating plunge into how modern diamonds are completely redefining luxury and style. We've pulled together a stack of incredible insights, you know, to really explore this sparkling transformation.
And our core mission for you, the listener, is to truly get a handle on the profound shift happening in what luxury even means in 2025. I mean, think about it. Just a decade ago, would someone have picked a diamond because it matched their environmental beliefs over just pure carat weight?
Probably not, no.
Right. That's the huge shift we're seeing. It's moving so far beyond, you know, just price tags and exclusivity. It's heading towards something deeply personal, purposeful, and progressive. And you'll see this shift is super visible in how diamonds are evolving. So yeah, this deep dive, it's for anyone curious about jewelry, sustainability, or frankly, just what it means to be well-informed these days.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. Looking back, how did diamonds become this, like, ultimate symbol of luxury? For centuries, they really were all about wealth, right?
Yeah.
Commitment, power.
Yeah, exactly. Historically, it was defined by rarity, by exclusivity, and let's be honest.
The size.
The size mattered. The bigger the stone, the higher the status. It was a pretty straightforward, singular definition of luxury back then.
But there's a flip side, isn't there?
Well, yeah. Here's the uncomfortable truth that's really come to light more recently. Many of those traditional diamonds, they came with, let's say, untold stories. Stories of significant environmental damage, questionable labor practices in certain areas, even links to conflict financing.
All right, the whole blood diamond issue.
Exactly. And for modern consumers, especially millennials and Gen Z, that old version of luxury, it just doesn't feel beautiful anymore. It doesn't align with their values. It's a world away from the old days where the biggest rock just screamed, "I'm rich."
Now it whispers something else.
It whispers, "I care about how my choices impact the world," or at least that's the goal.
That's a really stark contrast.
Yeah.
So if that's the past, what's actually driving the idea of luxury now? What makes something truly desirable today? This is where it gets really interesting, I think.
It really does.
The new drivers.
Yeah.
It seems like it's all about values and transparency. True luxury today means choosing beauty, yeah, but without compromise. Specifically, knowing the jewelry you wear isn't harming people or the planet. It's about
art is consumption, right?
Conscious consumption, exactly. And just to expand on that a bit, in this context, that means making choices that really reflect your values. Thinking about the whole life cycle of a product, prioritizing, you know, ethical production, environmental stewardship over just flashy status symbols.
Okay.
And that's precisely where lab-created diamonds kind of step in as this powerful solution. These are diamonds made in modern labs under incredibly controlled conditions. They're traceable, they're ethical.
And they look the same.
The amazing part is they sparkle just as bright, sometimes even brighter, depending on the cut and quality. And they leave a significantly lighter footprint on the earth. So is it fair to say then that for, like, this generation, the story behind the diamond is now as important, maybe even more important, than its sheer size?
I think that's increasingly true, yeah.
And for those of us who love to understand the how, this isn't magic, right? There's some pretty cool science behind this sparkle. Could you maybe walk us through how these modern diamonds are actually made?
Oh, absolutely. It's genuinely fascinating stuff. It's pretty ingenious, actually. These diamonds are created using really advanced methods, things like chemical vapor deposition, that's CVD and high pressure at high temperature, or HPHT.
CVD and HPHT.
Okay. Yeah. Think of CVD like this. You have a special chamber, you introduce carbon-rich gas, and under precise control, carbon atoms essentially grow onto a tiny diamond seed, layer by atomic layer, forming a larger diamond.
Wow. Like 3D printing a diamond?
Sort of, but on an atomic level. And then for HPHT, picture recreating the intense pressure and scorching heat found way down deep in the Earth's mantle.
Where natural diamonds form.
Exactly. But doing it in a controlled lab setting, it basically mimics nature, but much, much faster and more efficiently, growing diamonds from carbon material.
That's incredible. So practically speaking,
yeah,
if I put a mine diamond next to a lab-created one, could, like, the average person, could I tell the difference?
Honestly, not with the naked eye. Jewelers need specialized equipment. These processes meticulously replicate the natural conditions. So the result is a diamond that is physically, chemically, and optically identical to a mined one.
Identical.
Identical. There are no shortcuts here. These aren't fakes. They're not simulants like cubic zirconia. They are real diamonds, just grown in a smarter, more sustainable way.
Okay, understanding the science is one thing, but how is this actually playing out? in the real world. I'm really curious how the fashion world, which can be so, well, traditional sometimes, how's it reacting?
It's been a pretty astonishing embrace, actually. Much faster than some might have predicted.
Yep.
Major jewelry designers, big brands, they're now including modern diamonds in their high-end collections.
Really? High-end too?
Absolutely. And what's cool is we're seeing designers experiment with innovative cuts and settings, things that might have been just too expensive or risky with mined diamonds. It's kind of pushing the boundaries of jewelry design. It's clear now, sustainability isn't just optional anymore. It's becoming a core part of the brand story.
So stylists like them, designers too.
Yeah, stylists love the versatility, the range of options, and designers really appreciate that ethical edge, that story they can tell.
I've definitely noticed more friends asking about where their jewelry comes from now. That just wasn't really a conversation point a few years ago. How does this industry shift connect back to us, our personal choices?
Oh, it connects directly. It's really personal. I was talking to a friend recently. She bought herself a modern diamond necklace, not for a big occasion, not a gift, just for her.
Just because.
And she said it reflected who she was becoming. She told me it wasn't just about the sparkle, it was about wearing my values. And that, I think, is the core shift we're seeing. Modern diamonds aren't just pretty accessories anymore.
They're more like statements.
Exactly. Expressions of your story, your voice, your belief in a style that actually feels good to wear inside and out. It really makes you think, doesn't it? How much of what we thought of as status was just about engineered scarcity and marketing, and how that's all changing now.
That really brings it home. Okay, so for you, the smart shopper listening right now, what does this all actually mean on a practical level? Beyond the ethics, which are huge, there's another key reason for this big shift, right? And that's accessibility.
That's a big one, yeah.
Modern diamonds are often more affordable than mined diamonds of comparable size and quality, which means people can own these beautiful, high-quality, well-crafted pieces without completely breaking the bank or, having to compromise on the quality they want.
Right. You might be able to get a larger stone or a higher clarity grade for your budget compared to a mined equivalent.
And you mentioned trust. How do we know we're getting what we pay for? There are certifications involved, aren't there? Like IGI and GIA?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely crucial. And just so you know, IGI and GIA aren't just random labels. They're independent, globally respected gemological labs. They provide detailed grading reports on a diamond's quality, the famous 4Cs cut, color, clarity, and carat weight.
So you get that transparency.
You get complete transparency and assurance. Now, related to that, let's maybe tackle some common myths about modern diamonds that still kind of float around.
Yeah, let's bust some myths. What's myth number one?
Myth number one, they're fake. Nope. We covered this, but it bears repeating. They are 100% real diamonds, same chemical makeup, same physical properties as diamonds from the earth.
Got it. Not fake. What else?
Myth two. They don't last forever, or they're less durable. Again, totally false. They are just as hard, just as brilliant, just as durable as mined diamonds. Diamonds are famously hard, and these are no different. They will last lifetimes.
Okay, so just as tough. Myth three.
They all look the same, or they're somehow less special. This often comes up because they're made in labs, but honestly, there's a huge variety in cut, color, clarity, and how they're set in jewelry, just like traditional jewelry.
So you still get uniqueness.
Absolutely. The idea they might be less unique often comes from that old marketing focus on the rarity of mined diamonds. But in reality, the range of beautiful, unique, modern diamonds available is incredible. The options are incredibly diverse.
So boiling it down, the fundamental difference now is that you can choose a piece that reflects both your personal style and your personal values.
Precisely.
And that really is what trust looks like in the luxury market today, isn't it? It's not just about the stone itself anymore. It's about the whole story behind it and how that story sits with you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Ultimately, how modern diamonds are redefining luxury and style. Well, it's really a story about us, isn't it? About a generation, maybe multiple generations now, that aren't just dazzled by price alone. We're moved by purpose, by progress, and by having a meaningful personal choice.
Yeah. Whether you're wearing diamonds to celebrate love or your independence or maybe just your own personal growth, your evolution, you now have options. Options that are as responsible as they are radiant. It's really about empowering your choices.
A powerful shift indeed.
So here's something to think about as we wrap up. If diamonds are such a potent symbol of these shifting values and luxury, what other everyday choices, maybe ones we don't think about as much, might also subtly reflect our deeper beliefs about purpose and progress? Something for you to mull over.